For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I'm speaking with
Delaine Donaldson from the Effingham County Museum.
How are you today?
Fantastic. Good to be here with you.
Good. I'm glad you're here.
I wanted to come by this morning just to mention to you a special event that the Effingham County Museum is having on Saturday, October the 14th. It's a full day of activity with a lot of different kinds of things that will appeal to a lot of people. And I thought maybe I would just stop by and let you get this out to the public about what we're going to be doing and what grand experiences they might be able to have on October 14th here in downtown Effingham.
All right, we can certainly do that. What is the event?
Okay, we are having what we call the celebration of the 1872 courthouse. Mm-hmm. That's the old county courthouse where we are occupying now as a museum. And so we have done this for a couple of years now. And what we want to do is just to kind of showcase area history, but talk in a broader way about the history of the area. The capstone of the evening is a Civil War era dance that I think everybody will enjoy. There are a couple of ticket events during the day where people have to buy tickets for them. The dance is one of those. But we have a lot of free activities as well.
And so will the museum be open all day?
It will be open from 10 o'clock until in the morning until 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, and what is a list of the events that will be happening throughout the day?
Okay, we will open our doors at 10 o'clock, and that will allow the people, if they've not visited the museum before, just to go and look at all the things that we have there. Then at 10:30, we're going to have a special lecture by local historian Phil Lewis. I think most people in the area, if they know any history locally, they probably have had contact with Phil at some point. He's going to be talking about President Grant, the president when the courthouse was built, incidentally, and the architecture of that time period, the architecture that reflects what our courthouse is like. So it will be kind of an architectural journey that he will take people on that will be on the first floor of the courthouse. Phil has a fabulous knowledge about local architecture and then statewide architecture, and so he's going to be talking about all of those things. I think everybody who enjoys history or just enjoys architecture would find a lot of enjoyment in his presentation. So we will go from that, which will be from 10:30 until 11:30 is when he'll be talking, and then we will be setting up on the second floor an event that I think a lot of the ladies will enjoy. This is a presentation that shows prints from Godey's Lady Book. The Lady's Book was a very popular magazine for women in the Civil War era and beyond. And so we have a special collection of prints from those magazines that we're going to be putting on display. This is not anything where someone's going to be talking about them. This is just stroll around the room at your leisure and look at the prints that show the fashions of the Civil War era and immediately thereafter. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we have a special concert by a man who is an American roots musician. Roots music, I think, is the title that is given to what he sings. Chris Vellillo is his name. He was here last year, and I think people who attended really enjoyed him. In fact, he's been in Effingham two or three times, I think, outside of the museum work. And he will make a presentation that will kind of reflect what rural America is like, and he will talk in terms of some things about, or sing in terms of some things about the Civil War era, Abraham Lincoln, you know, and things of that sort. So that will be at 3 o'clock. He will finish in about an hour. Then at 4:15, we're going to move back downstairs to the first floor meeting room where Phil Lewis was in the morning, and we will have another presentation. This will be a presentation that is going to reflect one of the famous generals from the Civil War who was from Illinois also. Grant was from Illinois, and then a man named Logan, General Logan, was from Illinois. And so this man is an impersonator, and so he will give us a first-hand account, first-person account of what life was like for General Logan. And so that will fill about an hour's time as well. Then after that event has taken place, we will then begin setting up for the dance that evening, which will be with a Civil War band, the Salt Creek String Band, who is from this area, that they will be playing for the dance. We have a caller, Deborah Highland, who is from the St. Louis area, who will be calling Civil War dance. And everything is going to be, you know, Civil War era kind of dancing. We will have presentations made by impersonators of General Grant and his wife. And they are really fantastic. We had them last year as well here, and I think everybody would enjoy that. We will have an evening then of dancing where if you've never experienced Civil War dancing, you can get instructions that very evening. Now, what we are encouraging is that people wear Civil War era garb to that, but that is not a requirement. So the first few dances will be saved for people who are in the period clothing. Then beyond that point, we will invite the public to participate. This is a paid event. Now, all of this is a fundraiser for the museum. And so this is a paid event, and the ticket for that is $30 per person. Now, if you buy tickets for the Velillo concert and the dance as well, if you bought them separately, it'd be $45. You buy them together, you get that at $40 for the two events. So I think everybody would enjoy it. I know last year people really thought it was fabulous because the way in which we have transformed the second floor courtroom into a beautiful thing like it was at the start, I think will just provide a wonderful setting for the evening. And we'll have period refreshments. One of our members, Linda Ruhall, really good at putting together the cookies of the time period, molasses cookies, really good. And then we'll have non-alcoholic drink period drinks. Lemonade will be part of that selection. And so it will be taking you back in time to 1872. We'll celebrate the courthouse because that's when it was first occupied. And then you'll get a glimpse at the history of the time period as well. So we would invite the public to come out to that.
Sounds like it's going to be a great evening.
It will be, absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, absolutely. Good to be here.
For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.